Mr. President, I just think we are faced up to the hard facts of life. The American people are hoping that this mess in South Vietnam is over, and that the cost of the war will be over, and that the defense budget can be drastically cut. And the bitter medicine in this whole thing, and I think it's inevitable, I'm not saying that, the bitter medicine is that we've got to come out with billions of dollars to support South Vietnam, and with billions of dollars to support North Vietnam. I believe even LBJ earlier, and I think he on previous occasions have said we've got to spend a billion or more to rehabilitate, South Vietnam. And then this is going to present all the manner of trouble in view of the fiscal situation in the country. And the American people are going to be upset at the end of the war to have to keep on giving billions of dollars over a long period to South Vietnam and in the 80s to North Vietnam. And that's a bitter situation. And when we put that in the defense budget, it's going to be bad. I think we put it in the foreign aid bill. And the foreign aid bill is going to apply the bill we have. But defense is in such trouble that I don't think we've got to put it in defense. And the uprising among the rank and file man on Main Street against rebuilding North Vietnam and Hanoi is going to be bad. It's going to be a hell of a situation. Now, they're happy today, but they'll be getting caught as hell and please go back and find out the facts of life.
Well, I remember, George, when you and I were on the Herder Committee, we knew it was going to be damned unpopular to ask for that war to pour those billions of dollars into Europe. We had to come back and sell it because it was a tempted investment piece. Let me also say, however, there's a question of balance. The question is here, Paris, yes, there will be some expenditures for economic and other purposes in this part of the world, but it's going to be one hell of a lot less than the expenditures of continuing this war. That's the point.